This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Call that 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about ForkFest 2024. Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And it looks like it looks like we have a caller. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Skeeter, what's on your mind?
It's your boy, the evolutionary capitalist. Hey, you know why mind war?
Who doesn't mind
it's
war?
It's my own personal economic and moral philosophy.
What? Can you repeat it?
Evolutionary capitalism is my own personal economic and moral philosophy. I think evolution will force it upon everybody. But everybody doesn't mind war because most people are more utilitarian than a religious hippie libertarian. Utilitarianism is, right?
I just don't know if I agree with that. I think
they're just mostly unconscious, I think.
That's what I think,
no,
too, but I think most people
let Nikki talk to
are religious, because I actually know a lot of, like, religious, like, either Christian or Jewish folks that are kind of in favor of the war that's going on in Israel, or at least not, like, in favor of it per se, but they are definitely defending Israel's side because of their religion. But I also don't see any, like, utilitarian value in war.
Yeah, he always
says that. It seems like it would be the opposite, right? I guess, and you could make some argument for, like, it benefiting the economy.
It benefits, like, the
really
richest
does.
Of the rich. It doesn't benefit the poor because we have to fund it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, exactly.
Peter disagrees.
That's why I like war, because it bankrupts the state. They don't profit from it.
Oh, yeah, that's what he thinks, and he's so dumb. That makes no sense. It definitely doesn't bankrupt the state, and they do profit from it. It's like,
that's really gross to say that. You like war, period.
Yeah.
I don't even care,
like,
what happens, what you say after that.
Exactly. He thinks, like, oh, well, you think the state's bad, Nikki. Well, he's wrong. It's in his initial
to
assumption,
me,
he's wrong.
Like, two wrongs
even
don't
if he
make
wasn't,
a right.
Yeah, even if he wasn't wrong, it's just disgusting. That's what I hate about utilitarianism. And that just means, if the listeners don't know, or if anyone listening doesn't know, utilitarianism just means the means are justified by the ends. So if somebody has to die for Skeeter's vision to be true, and thank you for the call, Skeeter, or to come true for the greater good or whatever, then he is fine with that, and I'm not okay with that. It's disgusting, terrible. It basically, to know what utilitarianism is, it just means to not have actual principles or morals. That's basically what it means. Like, why even have an end you want to get to? You don't have morals. It's stupid.
No value for human life.
Yeah. And he might try
sucks.
To say... Like, Turd tried to call in one time. His name is Turd Ferguson. Pretty sure that's his real name. And he called in one time trying to say, Nikki, Bonnie, Aria, if you could stop a bomb,
right, yeah.
A million people were going to die, but I don't remember what it was, but one person had to be killed in order for it to happen. You would do it, right? And we were just like, no. Like, it's not my fault somebody's about to kill a million people. I'm not going to have it on my eternal soul that I killed this one person just because I was afraid that there was a terror attack impending. He's like, no, no, no. You knew for sure it was impending. And I was like, this is just such a stupid what if.
And that's kind of why I hate stuff like that, just because it's like these crazy examples that are never going to happen.
Exactly.
And even if they do, like, nothing happens inside of a vacuum. And it's like, okay, but you're never going to, like, absolutely 100% for sure know that this is definitely going to happen. That's just not, like, the way reality is. And I'm just not even interested in, like, I don't know. Like, if it's not, like, based in reality, I'm, like, not even really interested in
exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, in scenarios like that, it's, like, it's just a waste of time, honestly.
It is a waste of time because it's not like you're discussing, it's not like you're getting closer to the truth. You're just trying to make your point.
That's the thing. It's like
reality.
Exactly. Like, and when people do stuff like that, and Skeeter does this too, and in that case, Turd Ferguson is doing it, where it's like, no, I'm just going to get you to, like, admit to this thing to prove my point.
It's so stupid.
And it's like, I'm also not interested in proving your point, so I refuse to play that.
Well, we had just finished up this article. The last thing we're going to say about it is just that the capital of South Africa, is trying to get the International Court of Justice to declare what Israel is doing in Gaza a genocide. And I don't really blame them for this, but I also just don't really see, I don't know, do they need this in order to stop more deaths, or I don't know. I guess I just don't know what it means, what comes next. So, don't really know what I think about that, but it's breaking kind of interesting news that South Africa is taking to Israel to court. I didn't expect them, like, do they have a lot of, like, Palestinian refugees or something? I don't know.
I don't know, or maybe they just, I mean, it's really far away, right?
Seems pretty far away, yeah.
I mean, it's like all the way at the end of Africa. I don't know if they are allies of some sort.
I mean, they must be. Right.
I would think that they would be, because I couldn't see a country speaking out against something unless it somehow benefited them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, look at this. It looks like we have Turd Ferguson calling. Turd from Pennsylvania. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. I was in my office a little bit ago, and I think I heard in the other room, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I heard a couple people misrepresenting my opinion, and I just wanted to call in and correct the record.
Okay, it was like a year ago that you made that call, so go ahead.
Okay, well, so my example of when, of a situation where it would be acceptable to violate the non-aggression principle was if we had a person who was in the same chat room, for example, was a bunch of terrorists plotting a terrorist attack, which actually has happened, to be clear, it would then be acceptable for the federal government to torture that person to find the names of the attackers so we could stop them from killing thousands of innocent people. And let me just be very clear about this. I'm actually against torture, and I think it's wrong, and I think it's immoral. But when you're talking about making one person say, owie, to save the lives of thousands of innocent people who, by the way, probably agree with you.
I'm pretty sure you said that we'd have to kill them. I don't think it was
making them
say, owie. Oh, whatever.
Well, torture. Now it's coming back to me. I do remember the torture example.
Okay, torture is not the same thing as just hurting someone once or something. I mean, torture is, like, just on the same level as death to me. Like,
no,
torturing someone? Yeah, it is.
But it kind of feels like worse, honestly.
Right.
I'd rather just die. Just kill me. Don't torture me, please. That's
exactly.
Like, that's worse than dying.
Hold on a second. If I waterboard somebody until they tap out and tell me information that I need to know, what have I done that really makes their life worse afterwards? I've waterboarded
That's like
them
psychological torture, though.
Yeah.
You know what
this
I mean?
Is just proof that
like,
Turd has
like
a bunch of prostitutes that are dead in his basement because he doesn't understand that it has hurt somebody's life to torture them.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a bunch of prostitutes dead in my basement. You really got me there. You got me now.
The chat has been figuring this out for a while. Pennsylvania
is
not
saying. Yeah, this is a an ongoing investigation? I didn't know about this.
Is there any validity to this turd? To my claim?
To what? Do I have dead prostitutes in my basement?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Bonnie?
I'm just going to the source.
Do you think I have a bunch of dead rotting corpses in my basement right now?
It's terrifying to hear you say that, honestly. Oh, my God. Okay, thank you for the call. It's getting a little too... See, like, well, where do all those details come from?
Oh, my God.
It's Free Talk Live, and anyone can call in. So we're going to go to Ricky from the Commonwealth of also Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you there, Miss Bonnie. Sister Nikki. Sister Moore, pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
Hi.
Well, I have to admit, I'm sitting here and I hear this guy, and I do remember when he made this original comment. Now, first of all, what he's saying goes against everything that the people of the Commonwealth represent. And I also want to know, since when is any form of torture an effective means of interrogation to get any kind of viable information?
I don't know. That's actually a good point, because you think, if I was being tortured, I'd probably just say whatever to make it stop, right?
Right.
So I'd be like, you're probably going to kill me, so I'm not going to tell you anything.
Well, like, my point is, so if someone's torturing you, it seems like there's a specific answer that they want, right? So if you give them the wrong answer, even if it's the truth, they're going to keep torturing you. You know what I mean? Hmm. Or you could lie to them and they could buy it, you know? So it doesn't seem like a very reliable source of collecting information.
If somebody's hurting me, I know that they have bad intentions. And so I'm going to assume that they're going to kill me afterwards, no matter if I tell them the truth or not. So I'm just going to let them kill me. I'm not going to tell them anything.
This right here from 2009 says, from science.org, says, torture can't provide good information. I guess it just says, argues neuroscientist. So it's just one guy saying that.
But I mean, like, even take it to, like, a smaller example, like, not, like, military-led torture, but, like, if you're, like, spanking a child or beating a child and you're looking for them to say something to you or admit to their crimes or whatever, like, who colored on the wall with crayon? And even if they didn't do it, if you're beating them, they might just say, fine, it was me, even if they didn't do it, just because they want it to stop. So, I mean, that could also be used in a case with torturing an adult to get information on this alleged cyber terrorist group. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It just, doesn't seem like a good idea.
All I'm going to say is, first of all, I'm ashamed that this person is a member of the Commonwealth the same as myself. And I'd like to apologize on behalf of all the members of the Commonwealth that an individual here makes such a comment and says he's misrepresented. Well, you know what? What he said, I remember what he said. He repeated it again. And it's the most horrible thing I ever said. And probably one of the most famous examples of torture where this is the case, where it's ineffective, was the Knights Templar after they got, captured by King What's-His-Name. Now, what happened is they were tortured. Now, it's said that they admitted to ludicrous things. Now, remember, these are men that would not retreat unless it's 3-1 in battle.
Who
admit to certain things?
Who was it that the Knights Templar captured?
I forget the king's name at the time, but he was in with the Pope at the time, and they were captured, including their leader, and they were tortured. And now it's said that they admitted to ludicrous things, and I don't think some things I'm not even going to mention on the radio. And the fact of the matter is, they may have, but under the form of torture. And sure enough, they were burned at the stake.
Another thing is the guy who Dracula is based off. I can't remember his name right now. But
the Impaler.
Yes, the Impaler guy. Well, as a teenager, or at least a young man, he was given by his dad over to his dad's enemies because they were like, we'll kill you or you can give us your sons. So he got given over to some enemies and he was tortured and assaulted as a child. And he grew up to be Vlad the freaking Impaler. Like, obviously,
I didn't know about that, but
psychologically really messed up.
Yeah, and that's the thing, even if it's not, like, it doesn't have to be, like, super violent torture, but even, like, waterboarding somebody, like, that that's still like, I mean, you're being held against your will. Something is being done to you against your will. Like, that is going to cause some level of psychological trauma that is going to probably last the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I just...
Well, one other thing is a recent memory version was, remember, I'm probably going to brutalize this, the Abu Ghraib prison, if you remember that. And there was all forms of torture,
yeah,
including using dogs. Yeah. And those people were proven that they were innocent. I mean, those old people did anything here.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's another reason why, like, the examples of this thing inside of a vacuum and, you know, you absolutely know the truth and you, like, absolutely 100% know that this person did it. That's not the way reality works. You know, you might think that you absolutely, without a doubt, know that this person is guilty.
They said it, Nikki, in the chat room.
Yeah, it's just, I don't... Like, I get, you know, in these made-up scenarios, you can decide whatever reality is, but it just doesn't seem productive to me. I don't know. And I'm not interested in torturing people for information either, so...
And it's
you
just
gotta
like,
think about. You gotta think about and figure. Now, the person who was just on the phone call, Mr. Ferguson, what is his version of reality? He is thinking about torturing people.
That's what I'm telling you.
Really?
The other thing about it is, just saying the words like, "Listen, Nikki, you just gotta torture someone, and then a million people will be saved." It's like you're not even fully conceptualizing what you would be
exactly
doing.
Right. So it's
stabbing
like,
them or what?
It, like, it would be easy to be like, "Oh." Okay, like it's like the train car thing. It's like, okay, well, you pull this lever and it kills one person, but if you don't pull the lever, it's gonna kill five people.
Mm-hmm.
In those situations, it's like it's easy to be like, oh right, it's better to only kill one person, and then they're like, psych, that person was gonna cure cancer or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not God, and I don't really want to play God.
That's why I wouldn't pull the lever at all. Like I.
Well, yeah. Like why? Who put me in this situation?
I didn't tie a person on the rails. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like my mom, it's like, yeah, I'll probably. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'll kill five people to save my mom. I guess
that's
if
different.
That's the situation. But it's like, I also don't really see me ever being put in that situation.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You know, and yeah, so.
Another thing that doesn't really get to anything really moral, you know?
Yeah.
Is that all you had for us, Ricky?
No, I just wanted to say it's, you know, I mentioned about it on Sunday, and it's good to see Wednesday being girls' night again.
Well, thank you for the call.
Every other week?
Ricky, yep. I think it's nice that we have three women, not just one, on Free Talk Live at times, because I didn't think about it. Was it Ricky that called in and said that? He said...
Someone did, yeah. This is probably the only radio show that has, like, a female host.
Well, there are definitely at least some that have a female host, but three is just unheard of. Because talk radio is so, like, just a bunch of men. So I hadn't really thought about that, really. Like, apparently David from New Mexico was saying... Maybe he was saying this on Thursday, I don't remember... That there's some lady that broadcasts in southern Utah that took over one of our spots in Arizona or something.
Yeah, he
like
was
that.
Not a fan of her.
And he said that he's going to call them and say that he likes my voice more.
Yeah.
Even though he always makes fun of my voice. And I didn't know that it was a compliment, I guess. Well, Lori, you brought in a story. I thought it would be a good one for us to talk about tonight because me, you, and Nikki are all interested in, you know, not eating like a whole bunch of crap. Like, some people don't seem to care at all. Like, most people seem to not care at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, people love crap.
I definitely don't eat, like, perfectly. Don't claim to. There are some things that I'd probably eat that y'all wouldn't eat or y'all would eat that I wouldn't eat. I don't know. And Off-Grid Angie on Sundays is another female co-host that we have, or host that we have, and she seems to be stricter than anyone I know. And, what am I trying to say about it? But... Most people just don't care. They're like, whatever you're planning to eat, if it tastes good.
I think it's good to have some, like, to be thinking about it. You know what I mean?
I think it's bad to stress about it, but...
Yeah.
And that's what I've been thinking about a lot recently is, like, I just don't want to stress about this. Stress is also bad for you.
I think a lot of people aren't even conscious of...
Yeah, exactly.
What is in food. Me and Stu were talking the other night about... How salt, sugars and everything. And you know what I found out is in iodized salt, there's dextrose. There's sugar in your salt.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and the iodine doesn't even really get in your body because most of it evaporates after processing, like getting shipped. It's evaporating out of the boxes.
And you need to eat seaweed and fish.
Yeah.
I just put the Lugol's iodine
on. See, and that's why... So that wouldn't be the case with, there's no dextrose in, like, sea salt, right?
No. Okay. Hmm. But an iodized salt.
Okay. Dextrose. See, I knew like I didn't like iodized agent. Salt for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they don't say it on there either. No.
Yeah.
They just say salt.
I just like kosher salt. Does it have it? Because that is so good.
I found out because I was going to tan some hides.
Yeah.
And I was like, why can't you use iodized salt? Because you can't. It doesn't work. But there's additives in the salts. In like
that's not listed.
Yeah, it's not listed.
Oh my gosh. See, and this is why I'm paranoid, because people are like, well, you know, it's good enough. Like, why a lot of people are like questioning why I'm so like crazy about my diet. And it's like, one, I feel better this way. And like, I can see significant changes in my like physical appearance, mental health, whatever. But this is very common where they'll just lie to you, or you know what I mean?
Or so it's like very shady. Like, there's not going to be ingredients on the back of your salt.
There is. It says salt. It just says salt.
Yeah, wow, that's the thing. Like, so it's like there's other ingredients that they're not telling you about, or there's, you know, processing methods and practices.
Well, it does look like we have another caller, so I'm going to go to the unscreened caller. What's on your mind?
No, it's not an on-screen caller. It's Gigi from Charleston.
Hey, Gigi.
Hey, Gigi. Sorry, I didn't recognize the number.
We got a new phone number, so nobody in the studio recognized it.
Yep. Well, what's on your mind today, Gigi?
Pardon me for clearing my throat.
Sure.
I hope everybody is warm and safe driving. We see on the news that New Hampshire is just in a wretched blizzard.
It was 50 degrees today.
It was so weird because there was a crazy blizzard, so much 50 snow.
50 degrees is very tolerable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it all warmed up and rained on it, and it's like living inside a 7-Eleven slushie.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I love those as a kid.
Yeah, me too. I think I called it the wrong thing, Slurpee, but yeah, that's what it...
Slurpee, slushies, icies, they're all the same, they're all delicious. Or frozen lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways... My husband and I are happy to report we received 3 letters from Ian.
Wow, you guys are really writing a lot of letters to each other.
I try to write him a letter per week.
Oh,
I know
you.
Personally what it's like to have someone very close to you. Hello?
Oh, the bumper music just started, so if you want to hold on, then we'll bring you into the next break. 603-283-6160, it's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is rejecting claims that are being made before an international criminal court that Israel is prosecuting a genocide in Gaza. During public remarks after a meeting with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the claims have no merit.
Those who are attacking Israel continue to call for the annihilation of Israel and the mass murder of Jews.
Blinken also called for the release of hostages still held by Hamas. Bail is set at $750,000 for the man charged in the suspected murder of rapper Tupac Shakur years ago. Attorneys for Dwayne Davis tried to argue in a Las Vegas court Tuesday for leniency, but the court judge set bail at that amount and then set a source hearing and laid out house arrest conditions for Davis. He's accused of killing rapper Tupac Shakur back in 1996. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about the AMPS program. That's AMPS. And I would like to thank Chef Angry, which is a pretty funny name. Chef Angry, thank you for being a silver level amplifier. If you don't know what that means, AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, and that means that you're helping Free Talk Live be on as many radio stations we can be on and just stay on the air in general. And thank you so much to Chef Angry. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And it looks like we have a caller here who called 603-283-6160. Perry in California, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to be on.
Thank you for calling.
This is Perry. Yeah, what I wanted to say is, first of all, we're lucky. We're all lucky to be in America, to be in the greatest country in the world. Secondly, I believe that the smartest people in America are supporting Trump. They're focusing on Trump. And I think that's the right thing to do at this point.
I don't think focusing on a politician is very smart.
No, pardon me?
I just don't think focusing on a politician is a very smart thing to do. What do they do for you?
I think Trump is looking out for us. That's my opinion. I voted for him twice. I'm going to vote for him again for a third time. If they don't shoot him, I think he's going to be president. But here's the thing, and that's, of course, if they get the fraud down enough. Here's the thing. Vivek is good. Christie, he just wanted to give billions to Ukraine. He was worthless anyway. All he did was complain about Trump. He didn't do anything.
Apparently he's out too.
I'm glad he stepped out. And what's her name? Nikki Haley. She's worthless. She wants to give billions again to Ukraine. Like we've got it sitting in the bank, of course. You know, it's not that we don't go out and borrow trillions every day. The other thing is that, the other day, Michelle Obama was saying that she's scared because, Trump might get it. I'm scared if her and Newsom or somebody gets in, the governor of California, they like the same policies that Biden likes. We're going to be in America, you won't be able to recognize this country anymore if we go in that direction with the Democrats. Now, both parties are corrupt, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, but the Democrats are evil. They're 100%. They belong in the straitjacket. They're completely off the wall when it comes to politics. They're doing everything wrong. Everything.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Republicans, though, right?
Well, yeah, no. Some of the Republicans, you're right. They're called rhinos. They're worthless. They're not doing.
But even like the ultra conservative ones too, like Mitch McConnell.
They're going to lower taxes. Or
in his opinion,
they're going to have smaller government, or they're not going to stick their nose in our business, and they're going to. They see all these things. You're right.
It's a terrible thing.
But they don't do what they say. I understand what you're saying.
Sometimes the things that they say they're going to do that they do are bad. Republicans and Democrats, because. They're people who are claiming to have authority over our lives, and they don't.
Well, that's why they got a name Republicrat, because they're both they're both together.
Yeah, to me
they're not looking out. They don't care about you and me, and they don't care about America.
Right. Like all politicians are like that. They're all the uniparty. They're the same thing to me.
I just don't think how Donald Trump is going to save us.
I don't think he is. Thank you for the call, Perry. Donald Trump has never done anything for me.
It's all just fake anyway.
Yeah, like, I feel like the same stuff was happening when Trump was in office as, like, now that Biden's in office.
Yeah,
and anyone that doesn't think they all have the same motive in the end is fooled.
Yeah, fooled. Yeah. Right, that's the perfect word
for it. Honestly, I'm to the point where I don't think that the president has any power at all.
No.
You think Joe Biden is making decisions?
Even if
he doesn't choose his clothes in the morning, you know what I mean?
Even if any president does have power, well, it's not any different than the person who lost him. They'd be doing the same thing. That's what I think.
I don't know. It would be exactly the same, just with a different face and
maybe
different
slogans. Maybe a different style,
I'm
trying to make it sound like they're doing something a slight bit different.
And it's all so silly. Like, I saw somebody about Nikki Haley saying that, it would be so life-changing. It was an ad that popped up. Oh, it would be so life-changing to have a woman president. Like,
oh my God.
Why do you even care?
Would it be life-changing?
Why does anyone care what gender
the president
is?
Yeah.
Why does that make any difference?
Yeah.
Because you are so small-minded, you can only relate to a person that's just like you?
It's just, it's strange. I don't know. If someone is, like, beating me and robbing me,
I don't care
if they're... It doesn't make it feel better that she's a woman.
Yeah. Thought she's a woman.
And who cares anyway?
Yeah, right.
it doesn't make any sense.
You go, girl!
Right.
So that was the thing with Hillary Clinton, right? A lot of people were just, like, hardcore. Like, if you...
Who cares? She's a woman.
Yeah, but so that was the thing. Like, that was the feminist thing to do. I knew so many lesbians that were like, "We hate men." Hillary Clinton.
I know so many girls. Well, okay, like straight, like girls that went to my high school and stuff that would say stuff that sounded like basically what you're saying. Just like, you have to support her if you're a girl. Like, what's wrong with you? And
Hillary
Clinton just defended a rapist in court and like ruined a little girl who was like almost raped to death's life.
Yeah, how is that for being a feminist?
Yeah. We were born the same gender. Amazing. So much in common.
So we're half of the people. Right. Oh my gosh, what is that? Like at least 5 billion people or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's like, oh my gosh.
Well, before the last call, we were talking, well, actually before the last break, we're talking about a story that you brought in, Lori. Apparently, we have another thing to be grossed out about, our food supply. I think that they're trying to kill us. And what is that?
This is a story from oceanconservancy.org. So the headline is, it's not just seafood. New study finds microplastics in nearly 90% of protein sampled, including plant-based meat alternatives.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah. It's awesome, right? Nothing's safe anymore.
But I'm glad, you know, the vegans get some too, right?
Everyone.
You know, quality, yeah.
Everyone. It's in everything. It's in the water.
The water, yeah.
I hadn't heard that specifically seafood had that. Now I feel a little better about eating seafood because it's like, oh, well, they all have it.
Well, yeah, there's the great garbage iceberg in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
So that was just full of plastic.
Swimming around with their mouth open.
Well, they find
their
that where, like, animals will wash up, like dead animals, like whales and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do an autopsy or cut them open or whatever, they'll be full of all sorts of trash.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's what killed them.
And just, like, pieces of plastic wash up on the beach.
Yeah.
Like, it's no big deal all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. Researchers at Ocean Conservancy and University of Toronto estimate that American adults could be consuming up to 3.8 million microplastics per year from protein alone.
Mm.
A new study by the researchers at the Ocean Conservancy and University of Toronto and published today in the Journal of Environmental Pollution found microplastic particles in 88% of protein samples tested. The samples were drawn from 16 different protein types destined for U.S. consumers, including seafood, pork, beef, chicken, tofu, and 3 different plant-based meat alternatives.
Wow, so
it just must be in the water.
Yeah, it's in the water. It's in everything.
Is protein specifically like the thing that holds on to the plastics in the animal's body? Or
no, it's in everything. They just tested like protein sources.
Hmm.
Like the things that they tested were proteins.
Yeah.
But I'm sure like...
the plants have it too.
I mean, if you cut vegetables on one of those, like, plastic cutting boards, you're going to get microplastics in your salad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's in the water.
Yeah. So if you rinse off your vegetables or whatever,
it's,
you know.
It's inside the vegetables. That's how the protein is getting it inside of them, too.
Yeah.
Like, the plant-based proteins, it's obviously coming from the plants.
Yeah.
So it's in the plants from the water that they're absorbing. It's coming from the rain, on everything.
Wow. So gross.
It is really gross. While scientists have long documented the presence of microplastics in the digestive tracts of commercial fish and shellfish, like salmon, halibut, and oysters, there has been little research into whether these microplastics are entering the fillets of the fish, the parts that are actually eaten by people, and little research into terrestrial protein sources like beef and chicken that make up a large part of the American diet. In this study, microplastics were found in all 16 protein types tested, suggesting that humans are likely eating microplastics no matter the source of protein they choose. Furthermore, there were no statistical differences in microplastic concentrations between land and ocean-sourced proteins. So, yeah, it's got to be the water.
Yep, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I Googled it just because I was shocked that oysters have a digestive system. They have a stomach and intestines and everything.
They're mostly stomach, aren't they?
Like, I think that's all they are.
They're like a neck and a stomach.
Yeah.
The stomach looks like a chewed-up piece of gum. If you keep following it down, it goes into a tube called the intestine. Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I just had never thought of that before. I was like,
yeah.
How
but that's why, like, clam stomachs, like, people don't like the clam bellies because they're full of sand. All they eat is sand.
Gross.
And microplastics.
And plastic, yeah.
Yeah, apparently
plastic.
There's plastic in there, too. That's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And gross.
This is a startling reminder of how prolific plastic pollution has become. Humans live on land, and yet seafood samples are just as likely to be contaminated with plastics as our terrestrial-derived proteins, said study co-author Dr. Britta Bockler, a marine biologist and associate director of plastic science at Ocean Conservancy. And there's no escaping them no matter what you eat, it seems. The plastic pollution crisis is impacting all of us, and we need to take action to address it in its many forms.
I mean, how, though?
Yeah,
at this
point,
stop using plastic. It's never going to go away.
But then we have, like, other countries with billions of people who are never going to stop, and they have trash on the ground.
Personally,
I just don't know how we can stop it.
Yeah.
That's why...
I mean, I guess obviously, like, you have to eat food, so it's like you can't, you know, but for me personally, I am not a fan of plastic. Like, all, everything I use, like, I, all my, like, little, Tupperware things, like, that is all glass. The baby bottles I picked out are glass. Obviously, like, the nipple part is silicone because you can't really make
glass.
Glass nipple. But I try to cut down plastic as much as I can. But even if you are buying whole foods from the grocery stores, it's packaged in plastic.
How do you make your own toilet paper? Toilet paper smells like chemicals.
Sometimes you go buy a sweet potato and the singular potato
drives me nuts. And they always do that with the organic ones too. It's like, come on guys, read the room. Like, clearly people buying organic produce don't want a plastic wrapped sweet potato.
It's just a joke.
Yeah, like it comes in a skin. Like, who cares? So it's pretty crazy. But going to the toilet paper, I found a, like, unbleached, non-toxic type of toilet paper that I use. It's kind of expensive, but I bought it in bulk, so it's not too bad. But they lured me in with an Instagram ad talking about, like, how bad bleached toilet paper is and how there's, you know, they didn't specifically talk about microplastics, but they were talking about all of the chemicals on the toilet paper. And I was like, oh, man.
Right. I
was talking about microplastics. And then they totally, like, hooked me in.
But I just think about it because, like, I've been blowing my nose a lot recently. I'll be in the bathroom, I have to blow my nose, so I use toilet paper.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, this just smells like chemicals, and that can't be good. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm not going to use something reusable. No.
There's plastic in everything, too. They use it in everything. Like, soda cans, you wouldn't think, but there's plastic inside, like, they line the can.
Yeah. Or, like, the,
Well, okay, I heard that about the cans that, like, canned food comes in, but I didn't hear that about soda cans.
I think so.
Yeah, I think everything, right? So,
all cans.
What is it called?
So you're not leaching the metal into your
Forever chemicals that they talk about,
the
that,
PFAS.
So that is lined with, like, a lot of cans are lined with that. Receipt paper.
Oh,
you're not supposed to touch receipts.
Cancer.
It's like literally every single thing is going to kill you. And people, and I say that kind of jokingly, but, like, seriously, like, all of these things are made up of legitimately toxic chemicals. And I point this out to people because why do you think there's such an influx in all of these different diseases and all of these specific cancers and all this stuff? It's because
people cooking on Teflon-coated pans.
I mean, but you can't even get away from it. It's, like, in our clothes, and it's...
Yep.
And it's like you can be as mindful as possible, but to a certain extent, it's like, I'm sorry, I can't afford to wear all, to replace my entire wardrobe with, like, organic, non-bleached, 100% cotton that was spun by this Amish woman. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
it's
I physically cannot, you can't get away from it. 5G towers, there's, you know, toxins in the air. Like, you can't get away from this stuff. And that goes back to, like, the stress, where it's like, I kind of switched gears where I'm like, I'm going to control the things that I can control, but I'm not going to fixate on it, and I'm not going to get all, like, super hyper doom and gloom about it, because that stress is worse for me than receipt paper.
Right. That's exactly how I feel. And, and honestly, I think that the whole point is to lower your vibration so you're unproductive, you're not putting good out into the world. Like, that's actually what I think the government and the people who control us want. And it sounds crazy as someone who's never looked into anything. Well, maybe you should look into some things. Like, have you ever read about any of this stuff we're talking about before you, like, judge it as if it's just crazy? I think that they want to lower your vibration in a way to where you're just living unconsciously because you feel like crap. But the only way to counteract that, well, obviously, take the measures you can. And I've taken so many more measures than most people I know, and still, like, I find out there's plastic in the can I didn't know about, you know, things like that happen basically every single day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just, like, start buying new toilet paper when I can get it from the store.
Exactly,
So, all I'm trying to say is I think the most important thing is to keep yourself vibrating high in general, meditating, stuff like that, because ultimately that's going to help your immune system and your quality of life, and There are people who smoke cigarettes and they live for a long, long time. There are people who, you know, they live what you would consider really unhealthy lives and they live for a long time. But either way, you can't take your health with you. Like, we're all going to die. So
yeah,
I think being constantly super vigilant about everything that you're doing in life is unhealthy. Also.
It's almost like a mental illness, yeah. Right? It's like, yeah. It's like hyper anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I like what Bonnie said about the immune system, because there are constantly going to be factors that we cannot control. So you can do your best. But I think focusing on, like you said, like raising your vibration, doing like healthy mindfulness practices, like keeping your mental health in check and doing positive things for your immune system. I think that's so important because you can't get away from the toxins. You can't get away from the microplastics.
Right.
Clearly, even if you're a vegetarian, it's in the tofu.
Yeah.
It's in the water right. You're drinking.
Grow your own food. It's in the rain.
Yeah,
exactly.
In the rain.
So, I mean, you can try your best, but I think kind of, you know, doing your best and then also focusing on building that immune system and also just like, I think a huge part of the immune system is the mental aspect of it.
It is.
And you know what I mean? Like, I never get sick, ever. And I always say it's because I've made a decision that I don't get sick. You know what I mean? It's like mind over matter. And I remember my mom told me that when I was a little kid. And I was like, oh, shoot, I should try that. And so far, I mean, I cannot remember the last time I've gotten sick legitimately because I've just decided, and I mean, you know what, I could get sick tomorrow, like really badly, who knows, but I've kind of just made that decision, like, I don't know, who knows, maybe it's crap or maybe I'm onto something, who knows.
We read the article last week about the opposite is definitely true, so
yes.
People who
being
are
like
extremely
yeah.
worried about getting sick will be more likely to get sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, because stress lowers your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So even not just worrying about getting sick, but like just being stressed out in general.
Yeah.
Lowers your immune system.
And also like
sleeping enough. And
people are manifesting that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you look around and all you see is like cancer, 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 like all of this is going to give me cancer. I mean, you are literally like asking the universe to send that your way.
If you live long enough, you're going to get cancer anyway.
I wonder if those...
Just cell mutations.
I forget what they call it, but the pictures on cigarettes and everything in California that says, like,
yeah.
Oh, this is going to get you cancer. I wonder if that's
Prop
just...
65 warning.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a psychological attack, like, to make everybody freaked out. Because, like, plenty of people smoke cigarettes and don't get cancer. Plenty of people...
Yeah.
But that's, I don't know what else they have it on.
I don't know, but it's an immune system thing, right? Because, like Lori said... Cancer is a mutation of your cell, but which happens all the time.
Constantly.
But our immune systems, there's a special type of white blood cell in our immune system that take care of that, and it's like, oh, that's not, we don't want that to happen.
Get rid of it.
So, yeah, so they, apoptosis, whatever, take care of it. But if your immune system isn't functioning or has a lapse, you know, breach in security, that's when it starts rapidly expanding, and then it infects, like, the surrounding cells, and that's when you get the cancer that people think of that are, like, it's detectable cancer.
Yeah. You know, babies get cancer. People
yeah.
who don't smoke get lung cancer.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
If you, like I said, if you live long enough, you're probably going to die of cancer. It's just something that's going to happen. So living your whole life worried about... Every single choice you make because you might get cancer is silly. You're going to probably get it anyway.
And even if you don't get cancer, you're going to die anyway.
Of something.
Yeah.
Of something. Yeah, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You could fall in the bathtub and die.
Yeah.
I just think we have all gotten to the point where we have looked into this stuff, probably worried about it a bit, and then gotten... So the other side of the bell
yes.
curve, where
yeah.
we're not the absolute dumbest, not paying attention at all, completely unconscious of what's going in our bodies, but we're not the, oh, I'm a little bit conscious, now I'm freaked out, now we're on the other side of the bell curve. But yeah. I still think that the people listening should, if they are completely unfamiliar, if they don't know, like, what is going on, they should look into, you know, just simply look into the government lying about... trans fats, or look into the government lying yeah. about the food pyramid, and you'll go down a rabbit hole, yeah. and you'll find out that the things that your hospital and your doctor tells you is healthy is
yeah.
actually killing you.
Yeah, I mean, we recommend this book a lot on this show, but the book Deep Nutrition is such a good read. Like, I think everyone should read that book.
Seriously.
Because a lot of the food that they're telling you is unhealthy is actually healthy, like bacon, high-fat food. And a lot of people will be so happy to know that some of their favorite foods, like, you can eat a hamburger without it being, you know, I mean, I'm sure, like, a tofu stir fry is more unhealthy than a hamburger.
Yeah, seriously, right? Because that's made of, like, just a bunch of soy, whereas a burger is made of beef. Like, if you don't go get it at a restaurant where they're cooking it in, like, canola oil for some reason, you cook it at your house, buy it from a local farm, then it's going to be much better for you.
I try my best to only eat things that would be available to a human being naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll eat cake. I can source flour.
Yeah,
I can source sugars. I can source eggs, like all of those things.
But can you source Red 40?
Right. I'm not going to eat a Red 40 cake.
And that's one thing that does worry about me about natural flavors. But I kind of have a few things that I have to drink with natural flavors because I can't drink nothing but water. Like, I just can't. Like, I love Topo Chico, but that I also got to switch it up from there, too. Natural flavors are probably, like, one of the worst things I ingest because it's like you're saying, what the heck is it? One, they don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
And two, could a person encounter this fake raspberry flavor in nature? Probably not.
I think it was vanilla. It's vanilcastorum.
Oh, yeah. It's from the beaver
anal gland.
Oh, that one, yeah. For and Dr. Pepper.
So, like, and there's some that are made from, like, bugs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but that's in nature.
Yeah. I mean,
humans could have eaten that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not poison, so.
Well, a lot of stuff I feel like it's like, oh, it seems like it would be in nature, but is it really? Because, like, the stuff that is made of beetle shells that's in M&M's, yeah, it's a beetle shell, but it's, like, tons and tons of beetle shells.
Well, oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's a good example, but, like, essential oils and stuff. Like, are you going to encounter a ton of rose petals in nature that were condensed and then made into an oil? Probably not.
You shouldn't be eating essential oils, though.
Oh, yeah. One time, my aunt gave me essential oils in a pill, and it cured me that day, but now I think back, and I'm like, was that, like, placebo effect? Or, like, I have no clue.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, yeah.
I would be totally happy if it was.
There's a lot of, like, controversy over essential oils.
But now it scares me.
I think there's a time and a place, but
I think it's probably better than something.
A lot of them are really toxic if you ingest them orally.
And really toxic to dogs, so I just don't use them at all. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.